Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am Atiq Ahmadbhatti.
And I'm Naila Chima. Welcome everyone.
It's always so wonderful to connect, right? And I hope you have actually been enjoying the last several episodes of the Homeopathy Health Show. Can you believe it's just so, so amazing that from different parts of the world now, so many inquiries come in and so much feedback is received. So thank you so very much. And actually, while I am at it, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, we want to, Naila and myself, to thank you from the bottom of your hearts, because there's literally hundreds of thousands of people listening to the show. And that's just absolutely, well, it's actually mind-boggling, to be honest, but thank you so very much indeed. So if you want to see a specific guest as far as homeopathy is concerned, if you have any questions, get in touch with us, go through to the socials, just type in Homeopathy Health Show, any web browser as well, you'll find us, connect with us. But moving on, hey, we are honored to have Mary Wyatt join us on today's episode of the show. She is the founder and principal of the Southern College of Homeopathy, which is a true leader and visionary in modern homeopathy. Now, interestingly enough, since founding the school in 2009, she's been on a mission to train confident, intuitive homeopaths, and you know how much we love intuition, right? She also plays a key role in shaping the future of homeopathy through her work with several UK and international homeopathic organisations, including Homeopathy Action Trust, and we are going to talk a bit about that today, certainly, and a humanitarian initiative, which I absolutely love, called Homeopaths Support Refugees. Now, Mary is also the chair and trustee of the Homeopathy Action Trust, as I mentioned, and I have to say it's the only UK charity which is dedicated to supporting education in homeopathy. She is also a panel member of For Homeopathy and chair of homeopathy training. Now, if that wasn't enough, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you the icing on the cake. She is also, embrace yourselves, she is a panel member of the Independent Homeopathy Accreditation, ensuring high standards of education across homeopathic colleges. And you know what? I really need some green tea after that, because my mouth has gone very, very dry for some reason. Mary, from myself and Naila, it's an absolute pleasure. It's an honor to welcome you to the Homeopathy Health Show. You are a passionate educator. You're a practitioner. You're an advocate. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute privilege to be here. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
I'm just awestruck, actually, how one more woman can do the job of so many women.
I have a lot of support, and I think that's really important.
So, that is. Yeah. And I hope you take care of yourself as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see my homeopath.
Oh, that's nice. Brilliant. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
It is a lot, but a lot is being achieved. And we talk about homeopathy, and with all the different guests, you know, we always say one thing to them, which is, this is the time. The time is not this is the time as in this time of recording, but this is the time, the time zone, the time period we're going through for homeopathy to absolutely thrive. It's just absolutely brilliant. You know, there's so much progress. There's so many different things happening in the world of homeopathy, from training, education, accreditation, courses, just this whole thing about being advocates. You know, myself and Naila, we advocate homeopathy daily when we talk to people, and it's so, so good. And then you've got the Introducing Homeopathy, the film, which is, you know, making leaps and bounds, and been an honor to be part of that as well. It's a wonderful time, isn't it, Mary?
It is amazing time. And I do say to students and prospective students, I seem to be saying it the last few years, but it is true. It has never been a better time to train as a homeopath, be a homeopath. I think some of the problems that we had a few years ago have gone away. Since COVID, I'm sure that you found it that most homeopaths have never been so busy, and there's more than enough patients. And I think we need more practitioners out there so that we can help them all. So it is a really important time. And, you know, we mentioned the accreditation. We have a, you know, a unified accreditation scheme. It's vibrant. And I think we're seeing younger people train now, which is also brilliant because they bring something else to the table when it used to be slightly older people were training, in my experience. But, you know, lots of young people are getting interested in it. Lots of people are finding out about homeopathy that had never thought about it before. Can't get to see their doctor, you know, can't get the treatment they want, and then look elsewhere and find homeopathy and then go, wow, look what it's done for me. And, you know, we see that in our clinics that people go, no, I never heard of it, or I heard bad things about it, and taking it, and it's amazing.
Proof is in the pudding, right? Seeing is absolutely believing. Trying is believing. Trying is actually healing in this case, as far as homeopathy is concerned. I can't use the other word, so I'll have to use healing for obvious reasons. Take a guess. It's we'll do a pop quiz on that one. But hey, I totally went off tangent. Coming back to Mary. It's exciting times, right? So there's so much going on. And also this whole thing about empowerment and how people are now looking at their own health and their own lifestyles and what they need to do doesn't necessarily have to be got to go down the homeopathy route. But the fact that people are just interested in knowing more about their body, resonating with their body, understanding what they're about. You know, this age-old question about who am I? I asked Dr. Jan Scholten about this several times, you know, and it's a fascinating question. And people do really want to connect. They want to know who they are. Yeah. And it's so, so important. Even as homeopaths, don't we want to know who we are? Who are we really? Yes, we might be lanthanide, right? But who are we as human beings? You know, what is this inner zeal and that passion that comes to life? Like, we're both alive talking to you because we know it's about homeopathy. And there's so much you can, it's so tangible, isn't it? You can feel it. It's not about picking up a remedy. It's just there. It's a substance.
The vital force is strong.
Yes. Yes. Takes me to Star Wars, doesn't it? But use the force. But use the homeopathic force, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I won't do my impression of Darth Vader. Not now. I'll just embarrass myself.
I really like what you said about younger people training. Because when I started my homeopathic training, we were quite coming from varied backgrounds and getting together. But the new cohort that has started last year, we could see many people, homeopathy was their first profession and not a second or a third profession, what we have been seeing for years. And that is quite amazing because, as you yourself mentioned, they bring in this new energy, the new way of learning, newer ideas. And they will be leading the way of homeopathy.
I think so. I think there's been a real shift, and it's just wonderful to watch young people. I mean, you know, I was older when I was 40, in my 40s when I found, you know, homeopathy and changed my life, literally. But when you see somebody in their early 20s and it might be their first career or just their second career, and they are so enthusiastic and they attract younger people and, you know, young mums and dads and it's growing it as it should be organically. There's a vibrancy. That vital force that we talk about is alive and kicking, and it's great to see. I mean, anybody can train at any age. You know, I wouldn't stop anybody doing it because you can. I think I'll be practicing till I drop dead. Hopefully a long time from now, but, you know, while the brain's still working, we can do this job. And I think that's what's so wonderful about it.
Yeah.
We can hear absolutely. The passion in your voice. We can hear the passion, the same passion that we echo as well. Going to practice homeopathy as long as we can.
As long as we can. Yeah, there is no such thing as retirement here. You know, homeopathy is a service to humanity, right? So as long as, well, like you said, as long as the brain is working, right? But fingers crossed, God willing, that should be fine for all of us, okay? Hey, Mary, I was going to say it's exciting times, as we know, but, you know, I just would like to say from Nyla and myself that thank you for all the work that you do, because, you know, it makes a difference, and leading in the areas that you're leading in brings things together, right? Homeopathy is also about collectiveness, isn't it? When we talk about patients, we talk about the trust element and that connection. That's the first thing. No one's just going to take a remedy and say, yeah, this is great. You know, Bob's your uncle. See you later. It doesn't work that way, right? It's all about connection and energies, isn't it? And I give you an example, right? I used to present this show on my own. It was Nyla's time to join. And there's the energy, and you know it works, and you know things move forward. And it's the same with what you're doing, isn't it? It's so interesting, that whole thing, isn't it? Positive energy and how it resonates and could become stronger and stronger, right?
Yeah, there's some amazing people out there that, you know, I think are working. We all work collectively together with that enthusiasm and love of homeopathy, the profession, trying to move the profession forward. Have pretty much all new trustees at HAT. I mean, I've been a trustee for 10 years now, but chair just for the last few years. But we brought new trustees in, and that energy again is spurring things on, and we changed it from what it was. 4-H is, you know, again, revitalized homeopathy training. It's the colleges supporting one another rather than being in competition. You know, come to my college, this is mine. You know, I'm hoping that we engender more. Let's do a collaboration. How can we help? What areas do you need help with? And I think that goes for the IHA as well. We're not somebody who stands over you going, you must be this. Obviously, you have to meet this criteria. But if you're not, how can we help you reach that standard? So I think it's changed from the old paradigm that it used to be, and it's now much more supportive, which is
Yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Mary. You're absolutely right, because I've had a number of colleges on. I didn't have the Southern College until now. Woohoo! I'm so excited about this. We were talking about this non-stop for the last week, myself and Nyla, you know. Mary's going to be on. Mary's like, come on, you know, we got the time. Come on, you can do it. You can do
Yeah,
it.
you're an inspiration, Mary. Like, it's just not an isolated world when you are a homeopath. We are a collective. It's a power of being together, a power of the group. We are trying to help each other. We are not competing each other.
Yes.
We are there for you. You are there for me. Let's hold our hands together and move together forward. And our motive is to help everyone.
Yeah, I'm really passionate about that. You know, I don't like the, you know, where this is mine and I'm only going to work by myself and I'm only going to do that because I think you're too isolated and it doesn't work. I think, especially in the world the way it is at the moment, the more that we join together as a collective and collaboration, the better it is. I think we could be leaders in that, you know, show by
Absolutely.
example. And yeah, so that's where my passion lies. It always has been to be. It's not me on my own. It's, you know, I know you say you've done all this, but it's not me on my own. I couldn't do this without the support of other homeopaths, other people in the, you know, the areas that we're in, my tutors, my mentors. It wouldn't happen. It's not me on my own. And I don't think it's us on our own. It's how we do it collectively.
You know, it's just really interesting because one of our objectives when the show started was very much to do with making homeopathy tangible, right? And I've said this to so many people, which is like, okay, we know who Mary Wyatt is, right? We've seen she's the principal, but who is she? what does she sound like? What, you know, what's the way that she talks? And how did she get involved with homeopathy and that journey and that love and that zeal and that passion and everything else, you know, that goes with it? But also, it's a way of bringing people together. Like with the guests on the show now, since it started, actually, it's just such a beautiful way to bring people together and homeopaths and make this virtual, living, breathing, homeopathic show, right? Where everybody is connecting with everybody else. And it's like, it's so interesting. And this is what we're talking about with HAT, Homeopathy Action Trusts, and some of the other organizations you're involved with, because it's making homeopathy very, very tangible and visual. Mm-hmm. I was saying actually to Corinne Stewart, as a good friend of ours for the Society of Homeopaths, that with all the work that they're doing now, it's really taking the society forward. And it's like, oh, I know the society. And it's not like I just know them online. I know them. I've spoken to them. I've picked up the phone and they've helped me and they've guided me and they've mentored me and they've trained me and they've said this, this, and this. And it's such a, it's exciting. You can tell I'm really excited, right?
Yeah. And that, I think the more of us are like that, that attracts people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, rather sit there going, oh, you can't work. You don't want to live as a homeopath and blah, blah, blah. You know, that doesn't inspire anybody.
Wake up. Wake up. Smell, don't smell the coffee. Smell the green tea. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. And to not listen. I mean, people say to me, oh, aren't you worried about the skeptics? And I went, I don't listen to them. You know, I'm not going to be bothered by them. They're not in my zone. They're just out there somewhere doing their stuff. And I don't want to know. I'll just carry on doing what I'm doing and be enthusiastic. And actually, they don't affect me at all.
So. You know what's funny? The number of people I've had a conversation with, right? And it's like, oh, homeopathy this and homeopathy that, blah, blah, blah. And you say, okay, yeah, blah, listen. Yeah, unprejudiced observer, right? Really hard in those situations, trust me. But you listen and you say, I have a question for you, right? And it's like, what? Have you actually tried it? No. I said, well, what's all this? What is this? What kind of internet search is this? You know, you've given me volume 1, 2, and 3, but you haven't even tried it. So you can't actually say. It's like saying, oh, I don't like salt. Have you ever tried salt? Have you actually put, you know, a granule on?
Yeah, yeah. Like, but again, it's that thing about I don't believe in homeopathy. And I went, you don't need to believe in it.
Yeah.
You believe in your paracetamol. You know, it's, it's not a belief system. It's an art and a science, and it we now, you've probably spoken to Rachel Roberts, and you know, we have so much research to back us up now, which we can send people to that website and say, have a look at this, and you know, then come back to me and put your argument forward. But
I hear you there, because I absolutely agree. It's, we are not coming from a position of defending ourselves. It's you who needs to prove us that it's wrong, it's not working. We know we are here because it's working.
Yeah.
We are here. We're treating patient of, as you yourself said, we are extremely busy. I recently graduated. I'm in practice for past 1.5, nearly 2 years now, in under supervised practice. And as a student, I am extremely busy. I have to give a 4-week margin between appointments. If I'm seeing so many people and they are getting better, you cannot tell me it's not
working. We would have been out of business, all of us, if it didn't work.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know,
but also, you know, you've both said something very beautiful, which is that, you see how I interjected there, ladies and gentlemen, I just had to do, I couldn't control myself. Anyway, coming back to you, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's like, it doesn't matter anymore. It's, we're not defending. I've said to my guests, I've been saying, we've talked, Nyla and Estelle, we talk about this all day long. We live and breathe homeopathy. It's like, we don't have to defend ourselves because it's not even needed. In fact, it wasn't ever needed, right? Some of the greatest homeopaths, over 100 years ago, right? The founder, absolute genius, right? Mind-boggling genius, yeah? And somebody comes along and says, I don't believe in it. It's like, well, hang on. You just asked me for my Wi-Fi password. Where is it? Where's the Wi-Fi? Can you tell me where it is? Well, it's over there. Yeah, but how are you connecting to it physically? Well, no, but I'm just saying. Saying what? There's no substance. It's okay to say things, but if they have no substance, what's the point?
Yeah. I think, as you know, and that's another thing that I think is bringing people in, is because science has caught up with homeopathy, and I think we're not on the back foot anymore. I never felt on the back foot, but some people did.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I don't think we are. And we can say that science, there is science there. If you want to research it and come back and have a chat, but I, you know, I don't need to, as you said, you don't need to convince anybody. If they want to do it, they'll be convinced by taking the remedies and getting better. And if they don't, that's fine. That's their journey.
Yeah. And we've all seen the miracles, haven't we, Nyla? We've seen those miracles.
I can be really bold and say we are actually living in the future. Science has to catch up and try to understand.
Yes,
how is
absolutely.
This working?
Yeah. Round of applause. That's so true.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So we are, what would you call us? We are the future.
We are the future.
But we're living in the present.
Yeah.
And we are actually from the past.
Yeah.
Work that one out. There's a riddle. Start that. We know we can start that riddle with, where am I?
But the thing is,
I actually don't know.
We actually need to know what is happening. There are a few things happening that are worrying our future generation. Now we have to step forward and save our generations from, I don't want to name anything, but from everything that is around us. They are searching their identity. They are still, there is so much going on. I see young people, like the 12-year-old, 13-year-old, they don't know who they are.
I know.
And there's, who is going to do the work? We cannot class them as, this is early depression or this is early anxiety. What is going to be their future when they're 40-year-old? If we are just giving them this label, you have anxiety. Even if they don't have it, this label will make them anxious.
Yeah.
So I'm getting goosebumps. I'm very passionate about what is happening currently in our society and how we can save our future.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of homeopathy is we don't work with labels.
Yes.
We don't work. So if they come in and say, I've got anxiety or I've got this or I've got that, but we treat who they are going all the way back. And so it doesn't matter what your label is, we'll bring you back into your body.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
So I think that's one of our, you know, unique selling points is we don't treat labels.
Yeah.
Get the label. Tell me who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Talk to me. You know, that's what it is, isn't it? It's all about that. It's talk to me, you know, without judgment. Hey, there's some exciting news. Well, it's always been exciting, but the exciting news is I have a question for you.
Okay.
So get ready for that. I don't know why I made it so formal, but anyway.
Ready.
Woohoo! Okay, get ready. So you are, Mary, trustee of the Homeopathy Action Trust, which is the only UK charity which is dedicated to supporting education in homeopathy. It's an absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant organisation. Don't you think, Nyla? It's so good, right?
I got my books.
Yay!
But the only thing is I was in year four, so I got it just once. But now everyone is getting them.
Yeah. It's not a bookshop, just in case you're wondering. We are going to talk about it in a minute.
Mary will tell us what it is.
Yeah. I loved how you said that. I got my books. Brilliant.
I'm a member. See? And I'm waiting for those practitioner support yet.
Yes.
Going to come.
Excellent.
Yet.
So the question was, how is it going? And because it's a growing organisation, it's brilliant.
It is. So Homeopathy Action Trust has been going for over 25 years. When I took over a couple of years ago, I just thought it needed a revamp. And being an educator, obviously my bias was towards that. But education is the future of homeopathy. If we don't have new homeopaths coming in, we won't have a profession. So as the trustees, we discussed it and we thought this would be a great idea is to concentrate the money that we have and our support into doing that rather than scattering it. So we launched, it must be 2 years ago now, the homeopathic book grant. Yeah. So that anybody who has joined a college, even in their first year, as long as the principal has said, yes, they have signed up for the course, can become a member and they can get a book grant of up to £150. We want people to become members to help support the next generation. So, you know, one of the things is we don't want people to become members, get their books and then buy. So it's an ongoing thing because we are a charity. And then we do the bursary fund, which is from the second year onwards. You can apply for a bursary. Again, it's a letter from your principal and you write about how passionate you are about homeopathy, what you're bringing to it and what you'll do as a practitioner. And we give grants. We've got 20 bursaries. We've just awarded them. And some of them are for 500, which is the silver award. And for outstanding applications, we're giving £1,000 towards their fees, which I don't think, I mean, the ARH used to give bursaries. They did 5 a year of £1,000, which was amazing. but I don't think anybody's given this, you know, over 20 bursaries a year.
Mm-hmm. I have.
And as long as we keep having our members support us, we can keep doing that for as long as possible. And we're about to launch our graduate. So if you've been a graduate in the last 2 years, you'll be able to apply for a graduate grant, which, again, we'll have questions for you to fill in and everything. And then there'll be the gold, silver and bronze, and then some other prizes as well that you can choose from. And included in that is coaching skills for in your practice. Homeopathic Supply Company have been brilliant and got a package together for us. So there's a lots of things there that would really help you establish your practice. So that should be launched very shortly. Can't give you an exact date. So we want to do more things like that. And we're trying to get a hub where, again, it's a sharing thing. It's people. So people who are willing to be mentors to students or recent graduates. And, you know, just help them to get a database of videos on could be remedies, coaching skills, how to set up in practice, all sorts of things that people can tap into if they're a member. Really supportive of students and graduates. So therefore, the wider community, I think, you know, we're very excited at Homeopathy Action Trust.
I do have to tell you, I know someone, she was financially struggling and she was thinking if she should take a break or she should continue, and she got the gold grant from you, and she was so thankful. She was so thankful. She continued with her studies and is a graduate now. So yes, they do. These are not just words. These grants do help people become graduate. I also know others who have got the silver grants, and yes, it has massively helped them. It has massively helped them. Yeah. And we as homeopaths know how many. We love books. We just do. And that's why it's for everyone. Everyone can get those books. And
And sometimes, you know, you budget for your course and then you've got your books, which they aren't cheap, are they? Your repertory and your Materia Medica, but they're your Bibles forever. Yes. So that covers that cost, you know, at least. That's a real big boost, I think. I would have loved it as a student.
Yes, I know. It is. Because I'm from a school where they're diverse. I graduated from the School of Homeopathy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this has helped them. Like, everyone was like, really? Yeah. Anyone can get those books. Anyone can get. It was amazing. It was like a big buzz in the school. Oh, we all can get the books.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're very proud of that. I think that was a good initiative to do. I've seen it where we got the ideas. It was my students are going, oh, can I borrow the books from, because we do have quite a big library. Can we borrow the books from the library? And we go, yeah, but you really need to get the, you know, those books.
Yeah.
But yes, of course you can. And it just became obvious that people were struggling, especially recently with, you know, the crisis and all the rest of it, with just paying for those. So we thought if we can help in that small part, that makes a difference. And I've noticed it with my own students. You know, it's made a big difference.
And also, I'd say that for those listening around the world, you know, when we talk about homeopathy, trust, no pun intended, because we're talking about Homeopathy Action Trust, but trust us that there is always help through these bursaries and grants and through the colleges. Just speak to the principal, speak to the admission team. If you're interested in homeopathy, it's really, you know, as far as myself and Nyla are concerned, certainly we talk about this all the time. We feel it's healing for the future. It's medicine of the future, you know, and it's here right now to take advantage of it. And these courses are very flexible time-wise, attendance-wise. There's so much support. There's a whole network and you make new friends, like-minded friends, of course, who all want to help and heal and serve humanity. And just if you need help, in fact, I would say, contact us at Homeopathy in Practice and we can guide you and lead you to where you need to go and which organizations can help you with what and what. And I think it's a beautiful journey, isn't it?
Yeah. And there is a lot of support, I think. And, you know, we have mentors at our college who are, you know, we allocate students to the mentors and they're just there all the time. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's graduates that come back and become mentors. And just having somebody to talk to when you're going, I don't get this. I don't understand this. I'm a bit overwhelmed. You know, and they don't always feel that they can talk to the tutors necessarily. But having somebody who's just graduated, you know, And then they can also say, have you tried this? And have you tried that? And have you thought about this? And that support just is invaluable, I think.
Yeah,
that is also happening to me. Some students who have just recently started, we have got a support WhatsApp group from the school, and they ask, okay, from these books, which ones do you think are invaluable?
Yeah.
And which I can get later on.
Mm.
So it's only these things, little things can be so helpful for people who have just joined. Or sometimes there is a question and they are thinking about it for hours and hours or days, and they think, oh, I am overwhelmed. I cannot continue this. Just asking them to step back, just take a step back and write what comes to your mind. And maybe that is all what you needed.
Yeah, yeah.
For the assignment, and then move forward. It's this type of support. I really liked what you said. Students, recent graduates can help them. Recent graduates, homeopaths of years can help them move forward. And this is like this community spirit going on, thread building from the point you join to the point you become the one who is supporting the next generation now.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that homeopathy can sometimes appear to be a lonely business.
Yeah.
But it's not. You know, if you reach out and you want to help, if you want to become part of something, there are lots of places you can be part of.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, peer supervision once you've graduated, you know, and your you know, fellow students that you were in college with, and you get together and you talk about cases, that keeps the community going. And I think I don't know any college that wouldn't say they wouldn't welcome graduates back as part of the community. I've never heard of a college that said, oh, no, we don't do that. They all do and would welcome it. And I think that's, you know, part of that learning, carrying on doing CPD and mixing with people. It's brilliant. And supporting our profession. You know, I think there's a really part of Homeopathy Action Trust is, you know, what can you give back to the community so that we can help you?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Rather than just take, which I don't know many people do, but, you know, it's that sharing and being part of something bigger.
It's almost like a collaboration, isn't it? That's what we do with homeopathy, don't we? We collaborate on things. There's always something, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful because the door is open. And I think certainly with the work that you're doing, and certainly, like, very humbly, I say, the work that we're doing with the show and our online platform, and that's what it's about, connecting, helping and making it tangible, making it not just online, but like, hey, we are real people. Talk to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think your radio show, you know, you have so many people coming and talking about different things. And I think for new graduates, that's like, oh, there is still life out there. And it's really exciting because you're so immersed in it as a student, aren't you? And then you come out and you go, what do I do now? But something like this is like, oh, there's that and there's that and there's I can learn this. And it's great. So well done.
No, oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Thank you for this. We just want to be that bridge that can connect everyone. We know people out there. We know students out there. And if we can become that bridge that is giving that connection, that support, that is one job done.
You know, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, I have something very important to say. And you may have heard the expression that the grass is greener on the other side, or it's not always a bed of roses. But here in this case, as far as homeopathy is concerned, get ready for this one. This is very important indeed. The grass is very, very green on the other side where homeopathy is. And actually, it's luscious smelling petals on the other side as far as homeopathy is concerned. So yes, it is absolutely a huge, massive king size bed when you get to it. So
on the grass.
Take that leap, hey?
<What's> that? On the grass.
On the grass. So why don't you take that journey? It's absolutely going to be life-changing. And to be honest, it's life-giving once you have qualified and adapted. You can do so much to help people. And I think it's the best feeling in the world to be able to sleep at night knowing with the best intention of your heart that you've helped as many people as you possibly could. And that's just brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
The homeopath support refugees. You do that as well. I really want to touch on this.
We don't anymore, sadly. It's when the it was started by Rix Pike. I don't know if you know her. She'd be a lovely lady to speak to. Who went over? She was asked to go over to Calais, and then there was a group of us that had wanted to do something. We'd been watching the news. It's 2015. And then we started going over, and there was a group that I went with to Dunkirk, which was the sort of forgotten camp. And then we went on to Calais until it was shut down. And then I was still going for a while with another lady, Nikki Redmond, to the woods, but it got very dangerous. And then Brexit happened, sadly, and it just got me too difficult. So there's still homeopath support refugees in some way. I did it for nearly two, three years, and got a bit burnt out, to be honest. But it's always there if somebody wanted to resurrect it or wanted help in that way and wanted to do something. But it was the most harrowing and yet beautiful thing that I've ever done.
Rewarding.
Yeah. And to see homeopathy work where people had nothing. And you know, I think we would have people, we had 1,000 people in a weekend that we saw.
Wow.
In Calais one day, and we'd get them, they'd come up to us, and we had charts with, you know, phlegm colors and, and, you know, because they couldn't always speak English, and we mimed a lot, and we'd get them, give them a remedy, tell them to go back at the queue and then come back, and then there would be an improvement already. It was great for prescribing, and it was great to see trauma lifted quite quickly with wonderful remedies. So
it's beautiful what you've done, actually, and thank you for doing that as long as it lasted, you know. And I think this is the thing, isn't it? This is what transcends all boundaries, isn't it? That homeopathy can be applicable at whatever stage in life you are, or wherever you are, or what predicament you are in, or what crisis you're in. It's beautiful because it comes in and it's all about healing and talking and sharing and caring.
Yeah. And it was something beautiful to be able to do, that you could see results very quickly and you knew that they would feel better in some way, whether it's on a physical or an emotional, in just that somebody hearing them, taking time with them, you know, listening to their stories, giving them something to help lift that out. It was humbling.
I'm sure it would have a lasting impact, because as we do with homeopathy, if we heal one person, it's like helping one person is like helping the whole house, the whole family. And when the whole family is helped, it's like helping the whole community.
Yes.
So it has this ripple effect. Homeopathy is just not for one person. It's for the community, for the world.
So
I'm sure it would have lasting effect. And who knows, many of them, when they have reached their destination, they will become homeopaths.
I would say to some people, if you ever get to the UK and you can stay here, I will train you for free. Oh. Sadly, I didn't have anyone take me up on it because I don't know where they are. But that was something that I was very willing to do, because there was a lot of people that just got it almost instantly. Oh. We had people who were translating for us, and they were just, you know, we explained a bit and they go, oh, yeah, I get that. And I'm thinking, wow. So it was, amazing.
It will come to them, I'm sure, because sometimes, as with yourself or with others, we just had a chat with someone else. They had their first experience with homeopathy at the age of 10, but they trained after 20, 30 years afterwards. So we never know when is it.
Oh, yeah. I think when it's the time is right.
Yes.
What is that? You know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Absolutely. I know that Nyla has a question for you. And, you know, as I said that, I actually hope you actually do have one.
No, I have quite a few. I was just thinking it, this conversation is going so quickly. I loved it because I read about you also do postgraduate homeopathy course
Yeah.
to college, and you also gave the training about homeopathic biopuncture and mesotherapy, and I was really intrigued to know more about it. So I've given you two questions. Start with the one you like to talk about.
I can do both. So the postgraduate course we run, so anybody, it doesn't have to be from our college, and we will we teach more remedies than you would necessarily get in the course, the newer remedies and business skills. My background feels like 100 years ago was I had a recruitment company, my own recruitment company. So I, you know, setting that business up really helped me with the college and my practice. So it's bringing those skills in, setting up on social media. You know, do I need to register a company? Do I need a bank account? It's all those sort of things that we help you with, marketing yourself for as little money as possible. I don't believe you need to spend out a load of money to market yourself. You can do it for free. So it's those sort of things and case building. So that's our postgraduate course, and it's just 1 year. The homeopathic mesotherapy is, I love it. You actually inject homeopathic remedies into points of dis-ease and injuries, carpal tunnel, knees, you know, arms, you name it. I had a lady who had carpal tunnel, I'll just give you a brief description, who had had it for 3 years. Her arm, she was in incredible pain in her arms. These two fingers were white, so was her thumb. And she couldn't bend them at all. And they were about to operate to cut the muscle there. So her daughter was actually my patient. She said, "Is there anything you can do?" And I said, "We can try this." After the first injection, which wasn't very nice because it was there, the color came back into her fingers.
Wow.
Third injection, it was back in her thumb and she could move her hand. The pain in her arm was beginning to go. And after six injections, she was pain-free, hands
Wow.
were normal, and she cancelled her operation. So that's what it does. It's quite amazing. So yeah, and we do a training course on that. So it's a 2-day training course, but you have to be a homeopath to be
Do
able
you
to.
have specific dates for the course, or
I'm looking for the next one, probably sometime in September, but I'll let you know when I've got it set up.
want to do it. I
Yes,
can't.
it is the most amazing, you know, and it's small injections, just go under the skin, so it's not like huge needles. And so people who are frightened of it, of needles, will go, "Oh, will it hurt?" And it doesn't. And my son kept dislocating his knee playing football, and he wouldn't stop playing football. So I said, "Well, you know what your own kids are like. Oh, will you let me do it?" And he said, "All right then." He hasn't dislocated, and that's 10 years now. He's never dislocated his knee since. And he kept popping out every game. We were like up the hospital with his, you know, foot. So,
Well, you're going to sign both of us up then, that's for sure.
excellent,
Let me
excellent.
know.
Yeah, but
Going to do that.
it's a great add-on in your homeopathic practice when somebody's coming in with, you know, muscular pain. You know, I had another patient who she had really stiff arms. She couldn't lift her arms like this, and she had a baby. And they put her on an antidepressant, some really heavy drugs. And, you know, she said, "I'm so foggy. Is there anything you can do?" And I said, "Well, you know, could try this." She came round to me the next day and she went, "Look." She hadn't been able to raise her arms up in 10 years.
Wow.
You know, and that was just one set of injection. We did, it's usually a course, and she hasn't had any problems since.
Brilliant. So good, isn't
Yeah.
it?
That's needed because this is what's happening. Even I have to say, when you're sitting on the computer and you're sitting in one position, and then your body will get stiff. So it's not like we're saying get this injection and don't move yourself.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
certainly, if we can help them move,
Yeah.
they can
And
go.
remedies do help, but I just find with, you know, actually putting them into the area seems to work so much faster. And there's loads of research. They're heel products from Germany.
Ah, so it's what do you call it?
Hans Heinrich Reckeweg.
Homotoxicology. Yeah, homotoxicology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
And
brilliant.
they all come in ampoules. It's one of them is a very well-known one, is Traumil.
Yeah.
I've
I
heard
know
of.
that, yeah.
Yeah, and you inject Traumil in the spascopyl. There's lots of different ones, but yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I love it because I get such quick results, and you know it's not a horrible substance that you're injecting something like cortisone, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just from about the remedies.
Yeah,
getting in to say, yeah, I'm signing up. I'm
good.
I am a homeopath. I'm a registered homeopath. I can sign up. Yay, become a homeopath and sign up.
But for those homeopaths that are listening, because we're talking about injectables, so that's technically external, it's all covered as homeopaths, right? There's nothing yes. for homeopaths to worry about. They're no. allowed to administer them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't need a needles license either because it's only subcutaneously. On the course, we teach you how to deal with the needles and what you need to do with them and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, they're like small little acupuncture needles, tiny, so they don't hurt.
Brilliant. Can't wait. Can't wait for this. This is something exciting, isn't it, Naila? If people want to know more, where do they go? Please.
Just contact me on the website, on the college website. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. And do share some information with us on email, and we'll see what we can maybe do according to that, you know?
Yeah.
And to your surprise, we are at the end of this episode.
We are.
How quick the time goes.
Really quickly.
It flew.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
It's like being on Concorde. See, it still exists, but only in the homeopathic world, ladies and gentlemen. Supersonic homeopathy. Hey, yeah. That's a nice term for a conference.
It is.
Supersonic homeopathy.
Yeah.
Okay, Naila, remember that, okay?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Which color do you want me to write in?
No, I want you to inject first. Okay, brilliant. Mary, it's been an absolute honor, and it's been a lot of fun as well, but it's just been really eye-opening and inspiring and everything else, because, you know, you've done so much, you continue to do. It's just so, so good to know how homeopathy is living and breathing, and thank you for sharing everything with us. You know, truly grateful to you.
No, it's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Really lovely to have you here, and we cannot wait to have you here again.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Maybe we'll it would be nice more. To have it every year, just to see, okay, what have been done in this year?
Yeah.
What have you done in homeopathic community this year?
And then
you share your trend. What's happening? As today we were talking about more younger people are training. So next year might change. More people, we have different stats. It would be nice.
I mean, it's evolving all the time, isn't it? That's what's so great about it. I mean, I could wax lyrically about homeopathy forever. So, yeah, the best job ever.
And you've met the right people here.
Wonderful.
We love homeopathy.
Everybody should train.
We live homeopathy. We love homeopathy. We breathe homeopathy.
Yeah.
It's in our blood.
Yeah.
In our blood.
And if you start this course, ladies and gentlemen, it really will be in your blood. So, hey, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you very, very soon indeed. I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike. And on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @like_treatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.